just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, December 29th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, still operating with half of the network working right now. We have a power outage out at the transmitter site. If you hear 97.7 FM WCHY come back on the air, please send me a text message anytime today. Let me know it's back up and running. Greatly appreciate if you do that for me. In the meantime, you can listen to the show right now on my show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app. Capital T, capital I, search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. Looking at the meeting that's going to take place, President Trump is going to talk with and meet with Bibi Netanyahu regarding Gaza and the region based on security. President Donald Trump is expected to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, Monday, December 29th. Extending a series of high-level talks that will have focus on the future of Gaza as well as the region's security threats. Netanyahu is scheduled to meet U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at 10 a.m. in Palm Beach, Florida. Epoch Times contacted the White House for confirmation of the meeting but did not get confirmation as to the time just yet. Now, so far with the meeting today, this will be the sixth meeting between Netanyahu and President Trump, according to Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, who described the trip as a sign of the enduring ties between the two allies. The visit will underscore the strength of the alliance between Israel and the United States and will also include Netanyahu's wife, Sarah. Trump and Netanyahu have both met repeatedly in both Israel and the United States this year, 2025, holding joint press conferences and private talks that have centered on Gaza and the October ceasefire agreement, which put a pause to more than 2 years of fighting between Israel and Hamas. So they're going to have a meeting today. and decide the importance and direction of continuing to disarm Hamas and demilitarizing the Gaza Strip in the expanded peace agreement. Earlier this month, Netanyahu said the ceasefire agreement brokered between Israel and Hamas 2 months ago was now approaching its next scheduled phase. While speaking at a press conference in Tel Aviv on December 7th, along the visiting German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Netanyahu said the ceasefire very shortly will be expected to move into its next phase. Those conversations with the President Donald Trump will take place later today. Other short stories, short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
You see it all around you, good and loving gone bad. And usually it's too late.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. There's been a recall across six U.S. states regarding grass-fed ground beef. This has been a product put out by Forward Farms. Idaho-based Mountain West Food Group recalling roughly 2,855 pounds of raw ground beef products across six states may be contaminated with E. coli, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service announcement that came out on Saturday. None of them apply to our state of Michigan, but distributors in California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Pennsylvania, and Washington State. So if you guys have any friends or family that live in those states, make sure they're aware of Forward Farms grass-fed ground beef. It was manufactured and distributed on December 16th and has a use-by date of January the 13th. So make sure they are aware of it and tell them to simply return it to the store or throw it away. Want to make sure everybody stays safe and don't get sick. Kind of an interesting thing happening right now regarding China and Taiwan, because of some flyby military drills China is staging around Taiwan. Chinese Communist regime launched a new round of military exercises encircling Taiwan early this morning, December 29th. Less than 2 weeks after Washington announced a record $11.1 billion in arms sales to the small Taiwan island. Their Eastern Theater Command conducted drills across waters and airspace in the Taiwan-Off Strait, both north, east, southwest, and southeast of Taiwan. China deployed destroyers, frigates, fighters, bombers, unmanned aerial vehicles, even amphibious assault ships, all carrying long-range rockets for live firing and simulated strikes against maritime and mobile ground targets. The drills also included anti-submarine operations, blockade of Taiwan's main ports, neutralization of targets in the airspace, and even included long-distance raids. This all information according to the Chinese military command. China's Maritime Safety Administration announced that the live firing exercises will continue tomorrow, December 30th, marking the largest drills to date in terms of coverage and bringing the exercises closer to Taiwan more than ever before. Chinese military said they initially planned the drills to be in five zones around the island. Spokesperson for the Eastern Theater Command said the drills were meant to serve as a serious warning against what he described as Taiwanese independence. Well, this marks the Chinese regime's sixth major rounds of war games since 2022. They all started after then U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan back in that year. It also underscores the regime's escalating military coercion against Taiwan under the administration of President Lai Ching, who Beijing has repeatedly labeled as a separatist due to his outspoken defense of Taiwan's sovereignty. So very interesting situation happening, especially with President Trump being in the Oval Office, having conversations with President Xi of China. Kind of surprising they're choosing to do this right here before the end of the year. So we'll continue to follow that story as well. Now, it's kind of interesting, all the things that is happening out in Minnesota. Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, says that they will be surging resources over to Minnesota's fraud stories that are coming. Let me pull this one up here. Got an ad that blocked the way. Let's get into this. Nope, that's not what I want. There it is. FBI Director Kash Patel yesterday afternoon confirmed that his office is surging resources to Minnesota to investigate claims of fraud exploiting federal services and programs. Federal officials have to date indicted 78 people and convicted 57 individuals. The convictions come from a $250 million fraud scheme in Minnesota. The charges include wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. Director Patel said the case could yet prove to be just the tip of a very large iceberg as to what's happening in Minnesota. So that story going to be very interesting as it moves forward as well. Now, let's see. Where was that other one I wanted? Oh, there it is. Got a bunch of national stories coming out of Washington. December 26th, President Trump made a statement that the United States knocked out a big facility running the drugs for the Drug Boats campaign. President Trump said in a radio interview late Friday afternoon that the United States had knocked out a big facility last week as part of Washington's campaign against drug boats carrying narcotics into the United States. Trump revealed the blow during an impromptu interview with a Republican billionaire who owns WABC radio station in New York. The president appeared to call in to the station out of the blue while the owner was a guest host on Sid and Friends in the Morning show for the normal host due to Christmas holiday. The owner took the call on his cell phone, and the two men began discussing the U.S. military Christmas Day strikes that took place in Nigeria the day before. Before turning their attention to the Trump administration's disruption of drug trafficking by South America by striking boats suspected of carrying drugs. In addition, Castamatis raised the topic of Venezuela, saying that the country would provide a lot more oil to the United States if Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro was forced to leave office. Trump responded by saying the regime in Caracas took our oil and also sent millions of people in there from their jails into our country. They emptied their jails into the United States, and now they're sending the drugs in. It's all going to stop soon, said President Trump. Trump then later went on to say that he had reduced seaborne drug traffic in the United States by 97.2% after introducing his policy of striking the narcotics-laden vessels. The way we calculate it, every time we knock out a boat, we save 25,000 American lives. Also, I don't know if you found out yet, but we just knocked out a big facility where the drugs come from. We hit them very hard without giving specific exact location of the facility, but we took them out. Finally, he mentioned that the facility was also mentioned by the president in Venezuela, said that it was the first known attack on the land since the administration began its military campaign against Venezuela. Trump's comments came amid a concerted effort by his administration to destabilize the Maduro government in Caracas. Trump feels that he is occupying the country illegally after his failed election bid and needs to make a deal to leave the country as soon as possible. The president said that the United States will keep the oil from tankers that it seized in recent weeks off the coast of Venezuela. When asked what he planned to do with the oil, Trump said very simply, "We're going to keep it. Maybe we will sell it, maybe we'll keep it and use it, and maybe we might use it to fill back up the depleted strategic reserves," something that Biden did before he left office. "Also, we're keeping the ships." Whoa. Didn't know he was going to do that. These comments follow seizures of vessels and oil that were carrying through the waters off the coast of Venezuela. Trump had declared Maduro's regime a foreign terrorist organization and implemented the blockade back on December 10th. Using Homeland Security investigations, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as the Department of War, they seized the vessel. Attorney General Pam Bondi confirmed at the time that there was a seizure warrant that was executed due to the transporting of sanctioned oil from what appeared to be Venezuela on its way to Iran. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.